In Earth Sky, March 2017, Holly Davison writes, any Star Wars fan will recognize the remote ice planet Hoth, the location of some of the most iconic scenes from Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, including the attack on the Rebel Alliance's Echo Base by Imperial Walkers, and Han Solo's daring rescue of Luke Skywalker after his Tauntaun was attacked by a Wampa. Not many people, however, would know that those legendary scenes were filmed on a Norwegian ice cap. When the movie was filmed in 1980, the crew had to cope with sub-zero temperatures and freezing winds. However, nearly 40 years later, the real-life planet is disappearing. According to a recent paper published January 27, 2017, in Cryosphere, the ice cap that stood for the planet is extremely sensitive to small changes in temperature and therefore vulnerable to climate change as global temperatures continue to increase. As the authors of the study explain, the glacier is located in southern Norway and measured 28 square miles as of 2012. It is generally flat in the interior and has several steeper glaciers along the edge of the ice cap that drain the plateau. The possible disappearance of the glacier has many implications, including impacting Norway's tourism and hydropower industries. The ice cap is a popular destination for hiking and glacier walking, as well as for Star Wars fans hoping to visit the location of Hoth scenes. The bottom line, the Norwegian glacier, known to Star Wars fans as the ice planet, is melting and may disappear by 2100. We're invited to that planet, well, sort of, in our own backyard. Hoth is the sixth planet in the remote system of the same name, a world of snow and ice surrounded by numerous moons and home to deadly creatures like the Wampa, as we learn from the Star Wars databank. Clark Summit will become an icy world filled with space creatures of all kinds the weekend of February 15th for the 15th annual Clark Summit Festival of Ice, featuring over 50 ice sculptures and live ice carvings by Sculpted Ice Works and their founding artistic director, Mark Crothermal. There will be music, arts, a parade, a Comic-Con, and much more, all presented by the Abington Business and Professional Association. Laura Akarani, Executive Director of the ABPA, and Megan Milo, Vice President of Operations at Ken Pollock Alfa Romeo and Maserati, presenting sponsor, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about Ice Wars and the annual tradition. Laura Akarani.
In 2004, they held their first, what they called the Festival of Ice, and it just has grown from there over the years.
It wouldn't be possible if you didn't have such a creative ice carving enterprise working with you.
Yeah, Sculpted Ice Works, I believe, has been with us now 11 to 12 years. They were not the initial crew that started working on it back in the beginning. But they have been fantastic partners to us over the years.
And generally, you have chosen an overarching theme, and then everything funnels into or some way is connected with whatever your theme for the year is.
Yeah, our themes in the past were very general when the festival first started. Some of them were even centered around the Abingtons itself, so they were Clark Summit themed. So outside people wouldn't necessarily understand the theme if they weren't local. So yeah, since I've been with it, we've really narrowed it down and made it very specific and something that everyone would understand or would be a fan of.
Do you remember, Megan, what your first impression was? What are some of the things that you find distinctive about this festival?
Well, it's interesting. I grew up, locally and actually in the Back Mountain, and I never even knew that the Ice Festival had gone on until Ken Pollock started to get involved and be a sponsor. And the very first year that we did it, it was music, because our ice carving was rock and roll.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. I remember I went up, I met Mark, and we did the live ice carving. And that was the first time that I ever got to see ice being carved in that scope and being that creative. And, you know, as Laura had said, it's such an awesome partnership with Sculpted Ice Works, and, you know, talking with them and watching them do what they do in the freezing cold and lifting those ice blocks and the whole just science behind even the water and how it freezes and what they need to use for. And it's not just cut and dry, like, you know, you make ice in an ice cube tray. But it was so much fun, and it was just eye-opening to watch them do what they do, and just how the entire town came alive, too, at the Ice Festival. It was just to see so many people in the middle of February. It's freezing cold, but everyone's outside. It's downtown. The restaurants, the little shops on the street are hustling and bustling. It's just, it's a really great time of year, and it really pushes you right into March when it's time for spring. So it's great fun for all ages to just get out and do something different.
There's the artistic level of the art of carving, and there are the performers you involve, the musicians and the arts organizations that get involved.
It is a recognized event through the Lackawanna County Arts Council. So we do receive support from the local county for the festival. It is a recognized arts festival. So we're very thankful to them for their support over the years, too.
Tell us about the theme this year.
So this year's theme is Ice Wars, based off the Star Wars series. We had a very successful year with our Wizarding World of Ice last year and our Harry Potter theme, and we wanted to do something on that scale for the 15th anniversary, something that is generational, that brings, you know, old and young Star Wars fans together. So we're very excited about this year's theme.
We know that then the town is filled with characters from the films. So you're responsible for deciding what goes where and what's going to be represented in these sculptures.
Yes, it's quite an undertaking to make that determination. And I equate it to putting together a puzzle and trying to match things up with where they should go and what works best where. And we do zones for the festival, too, for our scavenger hunt, to make it a little more interesting and get people circulating throughout the festival. So we based our zones this year off of the Star Wars films.
So that means throughout the festival, we're going to meet Princess Leia.
Correct.
Ewoks.
Correct.
Han Solo.
Correct.
Yoda?
Yes.
It's not every day you get to meet the Yoda.
Drum roll, please. Megan, tell us about what you're going to host as a sculptor.
So we've got a lot of exciting things going on, and one of them is our newest member of the Gatto Group family, which is Ken Pollock Alfa Romeo and Maserati. And we're so excited to bring these vehicles up to Clark Summit and show them off. They're really exceptional vehicles. So it's quite funny, Laura and I were talking about our theme and how we are going to incorporate this year into Star Wars. And so the Alfa Romeo Stelvio, which is the SUV, actually does look quite like a stormtrooper. So there may be a life-size stormtrooper in downtown Clark Summit. So we're really excited to be able to have something that really resonates with the theme this year, that you can look at it and from first glance it really looks like a stormtrooper. This is now going to be our third sponsorship with the Clark Summit Festival of Ice. So we really couldn't be happier, and it really is just such a great event to be involved with.
We're going to go to you, Laura, and ask you about the way the festival is always begun. We want everybody to welcome the ice.
Yes, every year we try to welcome the ice by parading it through town, and we do a live carving on the back of a flatbed being pulled on the back of a pickup truck. So people get to see the ice moving and being carved at the same time as we welcome it to town.
While Mark Crothamall takes his life in his hands,
yes.
He's using a chainsaw.
A chainsaw while moving, yes.
It's really safe.
Yes, but we will have other local organizations participating in the parade, the local fire companies, some other local nonprofits. We have our local Abington Heights marching band. They will also be participating, and there may be some other special things happening during the parade.
You have to be there to find out. That's the whole point.
That's Friday evening.
Correct.
Then what happens the next 2 days?
Over the next 2 days, we'll have live carvings at the local businesses of some of these Star Wars characters or personalities or vehicles or maybe animals. You just have to come and see.
Animals. Ooh.
You would have to come and see to see what is going to be carved. And then on Sunday, this is a new event that we're hosting this year. We're going to be doing an ice carving competition, and that will take place in two parts. The first half will be local celebrities being paired with professional ice carvers to carve what they're given as a challenge. And they'll be voted upon by the audience members that are watching, and that celebrity will win money for the charity of their choice.
Do we have anyone at the table who might be taking part in that challenge? Megan?
I'm going to try it. I'm gonna give it a try. I'm so excited. I can't even tell you. Just to, you know what, for anything, even just to take up some good frustrations on the ice. I think it's going to be really awesome just to get involved and get in there. And I can't promise you it's going to look like anything remotely close to a Star Wars character, but at least I did it.
You're going to pick up a chainsaw.
That's the plan. And again, going back to that just down-home community feeling, really giving back. And that's why it's so much more fun to do these types of things, knowing that it goes to a charity that really needs it, or even a community that needs it. So we're excited, and it's going to be a good time. So that in itself is going to be a show to see. So just make sure you're out in downtown, and you don't want to miss that for sure.
And you said that there's sort of a mini event.
There's a mini carving competition that will take place in the second half that will be between the professionals. So they'll be given time challenges. They'll be drawing from a hat what they'll be creating, and they have that little window to create. I think they're going to do about 3 to 4 rounds of that. So you'll get to see speed carving, basically, because a normal carving at the festival takes about an hour. Yeah, so it'll be a quicker version of that.
That's going to be so fun to see, because I think for so long, for 15 years, we've kind of left the ice carvings up to the professionals and looked at it from arm's length, like, that's really cool. But now we're really getting in there and getting our hands dirty and revving up our chainsaws.
Wow. One of my favorite things when folks from the Ice Festival come to the table is the description of the ice at night, with the walking through the town and the lights on the ice and even some of the carving that goes on in the ice and seeing the chips of the ice lit.
The only way that I could describe it is that the downtown is magical at that point. I remember being there last year for the Friday night for the parade and got something to eat at State Street Grill and was walking up the street. And like I said, there's so many people, and you have Duffy's Coffee Shop, and there's lights outside. It's almost like Christmas time without Christmas. And it's just, it brings that sense of magic back into your weekend and into the downtown that it's, you don't even notice the cold.
So people can come during the daylight, but also it is really very special at night.
We try to fill the schedule to take you through the entire day. There's enough activities for you to do that you could spend the entire day there. Locals, I've heard, have come every day, especially last year. They could not get enough of being immersed in that wizard world, and they just wanted to be there all the time. They just wanted to kind of forget about the rest of the world and just be a kid and be downtown and enjoy everything.
Speaking of locals, though, I remember last year, and also every year, we get some visitors from quite some miles away. So what's the latest this year that you're hearing of visitors coming from near and far?
Usually we hear as the weekend is happening, but we have had as far as Virginia, people from farther north in New England.
I think Texas was one of them last year, too.
There were actually, yes, there were quite a few people from Texas last year. I don't know that correlation, how they were finding us in Texas, but they can't have an ice festival in Texas. So it makes sense
Absolutely.
That they would come here to see it.
You have guesstimates about numbers?
Yes, the local police department provides us with crowd estimates. And we've had up to about 35,000 is the highest that we've had for the entire weekend. Yeah,
that's almost like the Bloomsburg Fair shoved into one downtown
yeah.
street.
And of course, people are taking pictures like crazy. Right?
Yes. And we do a hashtag contest for photos. So for the whole weekend while you're there, if you hashtag your photo with CS Festival of Ice as long as your page is public and we can see it, you'll be entered in for some very special prizes, some rare Star Wars prizes.
You mentioned the scavenger hunt. Now, what does that consist of?
Each zone has, within a sculpture, frozen a piece of the BB-8. So BB-8 is broken right now, and his pieces are frozen in random pieces of ice throughout the festival. So you can grab a scavenger hunt entry at any of the festival participants' locations, take it around, fill it out, and it enters you to win a slew of prizes. So not only are you having fun trying to find these pieces of BB-8, but you could potentially take home a prize for doing it as well.
The other thing is, a lot of people listening to our conversation right now are fans of regional musicians. George Graham at night is someone who brings us homegrown music every week. And then we have people in the studio with live homegrown concerts. So your musicians often are our guests here at the studio. So a lot of the fans of your musicians are fans of WVIA.
We are expecting Bill Carter back again this year. He's very popular. The Von Storch Trio, which we've had, they're very popular as well at the festival. Jacob Cole and Mark Woodyatt.
Another favorite will be Clarence Spady, Scranton-based bluesman extraordinaire. To mark your 15th anniversary, you'll be hosting an Ice Wars Comic Con at Clark Summit Elementary School Saturday and Sunday with comic book artists, creators, vendors, and more.
Writers. There's also going to be a sports panel. We have some celebrity sports guests that will be coming, and they will be doing a sports panel. There will be costumed characters there as well. We're expecting that to be a big addition to the festival. In connection to the Comic-Con, Mark McKenna, who was an artist that had worked on Star Wars, created a 15th anniversary Ice Wars special print for the weekend as well.
That's awesome.
Yes, and it features a Tauntaun, which just happens to be Ken Pollock, Alfa Romeo, and Maserati's sculpture.
And what a nice keepsake, too, for everyone.
Yes, you get to remember that you were there, the theme, that it was our anniversary. Yeah, it's very nice.
So we can find out all of the details on your website.
Yes, all the details are on our website. All the details are on our Facebook page, Clark Summit Festival of Ice. It's good to follow us along on Facebook. You'll get a lot of information on there.
Are we still doing the carriage rides?
Yes, we still have carriage rides. We also have the Lackawanna County Trolley. We'll take you for a festival tour Friday evening as well prior to the parade, so you can pop around to different venues and get off and on.
What a great way to spend Valentine's weekend, really. And President's Day weekend,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a three-day weekend.
You can't miss. So lots of activities, so no excuses on being out too late or tired to go to work or school the next morning because you've got the extra time. So make it worthwhile at the Clark Summit Festival of Ice, February 15th through the 17th.
Megan Milo, Vice President of Operations at Ken Pollock, Alfa Romeo, and Maserati, presenting sponsor, and Laura Accarani, Executive Director of the Abington Business and Professional Association. Megan is also about to be an ice carver. Don't miss her debut as an ice carver on Sunday. They were talking about the 15th anniversary festival, the Clark Summit Festival of Ice, marking its 15th anniversary, February 15th, 16th, and 17th, with live ice carvings and competitions, over 50 ice sculptures, and they are created by Sculpted Iceworks under the artistic direction of Mark Crothermel. There'll be live music, as we heard, a parade on Friday evening getting underway at 7:30, free admission, free parking, and their tagline, "May the ice be with you." The Welcome Center is at the Gathering Place, 304 South State Street, and that's a good place to start. You can find all the information you need online, and it is the website for the Abington Business and Professional Association. So that is www.theabpa.com, theabpa.com, and you can, of course, find them on Facebook. It's the 15th annual Clark Summit Festival of Ice, February 15th, 16th, and 17th. For more information on the web, theabpa.com.